On today's episode, I am going to share with you why I had a massive 20-minute breakdown, which has provided me the biggest breakthrough that I have ever had in my business. Yes, we are talking about what it's actually like to step outside your comfort zone. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am, of course, your hostess with the mostest, Andrea Maxim. Now, goodness, guys, it has been a while since I have made a podcast episode, and the main reason why is because a lot of things have been going on behind the scenes with regards to the Maximized Business Company. And that is because I did a launch, which I am going to do a podcast episode on that launch and how I would classify it as an epic failure financially with regards to revenue generation. But I think it's important for us to have a conversation about the stuff that goes well and the stuff that doesn't go well. So I promise I will talk about that. Most importantly, though, what I wanted to share with you is what has been going on behind the scenes, what we have been doing to restructure the business, and how much of an emotional change that has also been for me. And we will get to that shortly. What I first want to do is welcome you to download the Business Roadmap freebie. We will post that in the show notes, but you can go to maximizebusiness.ca/business-roadmap. And it is a collection of my favorite podcast episodes, all organized based on where you are in your business, whether you are just getting started, whether you are starting to implement some things, but you're not too sure how to execute them, whether you've been out for a couple of years. This is my favorite freebie that I have created, and it is literally hours of information, but because it's organized so well, you will know exactly what shows you need to go back and re-listen to and how it's going to help impact your business. So go check that out, maximizedbusiness.ca/business-roadmap. Now let's get back to the topic at hand, which ultimately comes down to stepping outside of your comfort zone. I have never been this far outside of my comfort zone in my entire life. And people talk about it, right? They always say your comfort zone is where you feel safe. And if you step outside your comfort zone, that's where the growth happens. I've heard it time and time again. And I always feel like I was kind of pushing myself outside of my limits or pushing myself beyond my comfort zone. Never have I experienced what it actually feels like to be outside your comfort zone. If this is comfort zone, then this, like miles and miles and miles away, is where I am sitting right now. And it has been very eye-opening, this whole experience. What I've been doing is I joined a coaching program at the very end of March. It is the most expensive investment that I have put into my business to date. It's costing me about $2,000 US per month to be in this coaching program. But why I joined it is because we're now at a multiple six-figure level in our business. And in order for me to grow this business, because my dream, the impact I want to make is so much larger than what we've accomplished already, that I have to really sit back and say, okay, where is my business at? Where is it that I want to go? And what are the pieces that I need to put in place in order to get there? So Alex Sharfin is my coach in this program, and he created the Billionaire Code. And it is so accurate what he describes as where your business is at based on the income revenue that you've made and where typically those businesses start to fail if you haven't graduated from each process. So we are right now in the builder phase. So we are at 100K to 300K. In order to get to the next level, which is now approaching 300K to 1 million, what we have to do is we have to build a team. It has been glaringly obvious to me after I did a time study, and we'll talk about this, I'm sure, on another episode, that I was spending 50 hours a week in my clinic. That doesn't leave a lot of time for much else in the week if I want to have a good balance or if I want to take a break. So I knew that building a team was kind of the next step that I had to do. Building a team is not only emotionally scary, it is financially scary. It is mentally scary. I have definitely lost a lot of sleep over the past 3 months. I've been waking up at 5 a.m. and the first thought I think about is, oh shit, like I'm going to be out of money soon, although that is not the case. It is amazing the transition that has happened. So since joining this program, I have been very focused at putting together a team that is going to help my business grow to the next level, that's going to allow me to step away from the roles that are not within my zone of genius, that are going to help me focus on the stuff that I love to do. And it all came down to two exercises that I did. One was the time study. This time study, I literally documented what I was doing every 15 minutes for 2 weeks. This is something I've now implemented in the Next Level program, and I'm having my students do it as well, because that was the tipping point for me to see, oh my goodness, look at how much time I'm spending on doing this stuff when I really want to be doing that stuff. So for me, seeing patients while rewarding from an impact on my community perspective is wonderful. On an impact on me, it's just not where I want to be. I love doing these videos. I love doing these podcasts. I love sharing my material with you guys. And if I continue to just focus on seeing patients, I'm not going to be able to do the stuff that is within my zone of genius. So that was the first thing. The second thing I did was I did a DISC assessment, and you can go to tonyrobbins.com/DISC and see exactly where your adaptive style is and exactly where your non-adaptive style is, so what your natural style is. It was glaring to me that adaptively, I'm all about service because I'm serving my patients, but naturally what I want to be is out in front of the camera, interacting with people, supporting them online, sending my emails, being the front of the clinic, but not necessarily doing the clinic work. So with that in mind, I knew I had to hire a project manager, and I knew I had to hire an associate to replace me in my Caledonia office, which is the office that I run. Those two things, hiring an employee on a salary, was probably the scariest thing that I have done to date in my business, because now I'm putting my money into the hands of somebody else who I cannot control their outcome. I cannot control how long they want to work with me or be in my business. I cannot control what they end up doing, if they end up liking it, what the progress that they make to my business is. All I can do is be the best leader that I can for them, to create the most simplified processes that I can do to get them into my business, and trust. Trust is probably the biggest and most scariest thing. So I hired both of these people in 3 months. I am now creating and documenting processes to work through these people. My project manager is organizing my schedule. We are having daily meetings every single day. This is something I will be doing with all of my employees moving forward, so that I constantly have my finger on the pulse of the business. Anytime there's any issues that they have, we talk about it on those meetings. If there's issues that I have, we talk about it on those meetings. And those meetings will last anywhere from a half an hour to an hour. So I implemented that at the beginning of every day, Monday to Friday. I am learning now how to control a team, how to lead a team, how to create documents and processes that will help my team grow. And now bringing on this associate, it'll be through the exact same process, where I will get together with her every single day. We will be sharing patient cases every single day. I have to relinquish control every single day to the new employee that I have replacing me at the clinic. I woke up one day, literally felt like I was having anxiety. I got on a call with the Alex Sharfin group and I basically just burst into tears. For 20 minutes, I was just not sobbing, but I was teary and wiping away tears and just trying to contain myself when all I wanted to do is basically just explode in like a fit of crying. And I said, I have never felt this uncomfortable before. I have never accomplished so much in a short period of time. I have never had to grow so quickly as a leader of my business in such a short period of time. I have never created so many new documents, learned a new way of showing up in my business in such a short period of time. And financially, I've never made so many investments in such a short period of time. I came into the year with a really nice cushion of savings where I was actually putting it into a TFSA and I had stocks and everything else. And 5 minutes ago, before recording this podcast, I sold everything so that I could pay for my taxes, so that I could pay payroll, cover my credit card bills, and get as quickly out of credit card debt as I could. And it isn't excessive, but it is more than what I'm used to. I've always been zero at the end of every single month, and now I'm having to liquidate some of my assets to create cash flow. Again, all incredibly scary things, and I have no idea how it's going to work out. But I will tell you this. Stepping outside of your comfort zone to this extent has not only been as rewarding as it has been. I am waking up a different person. I love what my accountability coach said to me. He said, you're now a manager. You're no longer just a naturopathic doctor. You are now managing a team. And that feels really amazing. So I say to you, you don't have to be at the level that I'm at to understand this. But if you are still feeling safe, if you are still feeling like you are working within your comfort zone, the emotional breakdown is where the breakthrough comes. And I encourage you to really reflect on where you are spending your time, how you are spending your time, where you are putting your investments. Is it really actually going to help you pay off and get that business that you want to? Or is it just spending money and hoping that the transformation will happen? And know that I am going through all of these changes still. 8 years out in my business, I am still going through these growth spells. If there's any way that I can help you get out of your comfort zone in a serious way, feel like you are going to puke almost every single morning, but in a good way, you don't want to have the universe listen to it as a negative thing, I would love to sit down on a strategic call with you and coach you through it, because I am living, breathing example of what it is like to actually step outside your comfort zone and create a business that I've been wanting to create for 8 years. And actually watch it happen. And if I can have that happen for you, if I can help you leverage your time, delegate, feel comfortable with the investments that you're making, then I want you to book a strategy call with me. Find me on Instagram at AndreaMaximND, send me a direct message, and we will schedule a time for you and I to chat personally. In the meantime, please go to that freebie that I offered, www.maximizebusiness.ca/business-roadmap, and download that and just make sure that you have at least some basic tools that are going to help you move forward with your business and help you give a little bit of clarity. And then definitely reach out to me afterwards and you and I can have a little chat and get you moving where you need to be in your business, because where you are now is not where the growth is happening. You are most likely playing it safe. You're most likely keeping your risks to a minimum. And that is not how you grow a business that can work without you, that allows you to create a family that you can come home to and be present with. I want that for you. I want to create that business that you've been dreaming about, that business that allows you to turn off your computer and enjoy your family every single night. That allows you to go away on the weekend and not feel guilty about not working and eliminates a lot of the busy work that you've been doing and you just focus on the stuff that matters. So reach out to me at AndreaMaximND. Check out that freebie that I talked about and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Andrea Maxim, and I'm out.
You guys are killer. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.